Live from the Sportsnet 650 studios, here's Dan Riccio and Randeep Janda.
The task at hand is the Vancouver Whitecaps, who've got another big game this weekend coming off that win last week at BC Place over Minnesota United. And joining us now is the coach of your Vancouver Whitecaps. He is Carl Robinson. How's it going, Carl?
Yeah, good. Thanks, guys. How are you?
Very good. How's New York treating you? Concrete jungle?
It's wet. Wet. Yeah. Downpours.
Yankee Stadium will be even more trickier to navigate tomorrow against New York City FC.
Yeah, it's certainly not an easy game. We know that. We're under no illusions. You know, I think they've won 10 home games and drawn one, so they're unbeaten at home. We've faced many teams in the past that are unbeaten, so we'll take it as a challenge. No one will give us a chance to win, but I've got firm faith in my players that I think if we go there and stay in the game, then we've got the ability to go and win the game.
It's that stadium is so strange, Carl. Like the field, the pitch is much smaller than what you would normally play on. How does that change things for you as a coach? How does it change things for your players?
Well, it is totally different. You know, let's make no bones about it. Strange or different, as you want to, are the words I think that come to the forefront. But, you know, at the end of the day, once they step across the white line, it's 11 players against 11 players. So you're hoping your players perform. You're obviously, whoever outperforms each other, then obviously comes out on top. So they're used to it. We're not. But we just got to go into it with a game plan. We'll be organized and we'll understand the roles and responsibilities. And then when the chances come along, we've got to take it, because I say every week the game is about scoring goals and taking chances in key moments of games.
Carl, a big week for the club. Alphonso Davies representing the club at the MLS All-Star Game in Atlanta. What did he have to say when he got back to the club? How was that experience for him?
Yeah, well, it's a massive week for him as a boy as well, obviously with the Bayern Munich stuff and then go into the All-Stars. I think he realised probably what he's gonna be ahead of him in 6 months' time. When you get a number of all-star players from the MLS all get together, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, they all stick their chests out because they're all top players and, you know, there's competition. And that's what they'll certainly have when he's in Europe. But he's got a big smile on his face, as he always does. He came into last night. We saw him today in training and we brought him back down to earth with a bump. You know, we had a little bit of fun with him. The boys love him. Obviously, the coaches love him here as well. So it's a great experience for him and something that no one can ever take away from him. But, you know, I expect him to get back to business tomorrow.
I was a little bothered that he was playing left back. Did you have anything to do with that? Did you whisper in Tata Martino's ear that maybe, hey, put him in a defensive role?
No, I think, you know, when you pick an all-star team and you've got about 18 top players who are at the top end of the pitch, then unfortunately the younger boys end up going back, don't they? So that's why I think he ended up playing left back. And I still, to this day, believe that at some stage, whether it's left wing back, that could be a role that teams look at using him, because when he's got space out in front of him, he's arguably one of the best players in the league.
Carl Robinson, coach of your Vancouver Whitecaps, joining us here on Reach Deep. Dan Riccio, Randeep Janda with you from 12 to 3 today. It's always tough for any young player, but he's had so much success, Carl, and the performance he put on in front of the home crowd last Saturday was a virtuoso. It will be something that Whitecaps fans remember for a very, very long time. Then he goes off to the All-Star game. How do you keep a 17-year-old like that level-headed?
Well, it's probably the question I get asked most at the moment. And what I've said all along, and I'll keep saying it again, is me and my coaches, Martin Burt, Gordon Forrest, Kersey, we treat him normal. You know, we let everyone else talk all the positive stuff about him. We keep his feet firmly on the ground. And I think the reason why he is what he is as a person as well as a player is because of strictly that. We don't treat him as a superstar, even though I think he has got the potential to become a superstar if he's not a young superstar already. We treat him as a normal, everyday person, which is part of the squad. And I think that keeping him grounded has been the most beneficial thing to him. So, you know, when we have to tell him off, we tell him off. When we have to praise him, we do. But there's no special treatment. You know, you don't get special treatment even being a young player. And I think that's what's helped him, because he's going to need that that guidance when he goes to Bayern Munich. But you know, everyone's in love with the boy at the moment, and rightly so. And I still think there's a lot more to come. And I really hope, obviously, when he finishes the season with us, he kicks on to another level, because I think he will.
As you know, Europe is, as you mentioned, a different level. It's a bit of a dog-eat-dog world from your experience playing in England as well. What kind is he ready for it? from what you've seen, as far as from a mentality point of view?
Well, I'm glad you used the word dog eat dog. I say it's cutthroat because okay. It is that bad. It's, you know, you talk about team success, you talk about individuals, you know, there's a lot of top players over there that, you know, look, just players look after themselves. Their focus is on themselves because they got to support them and their families. And I spoke to him today, actually, about the whole things ahead of him, what lies ahead of him, and I'll drip feed him bit by bit as we go along the last bit of the season. But the first 6 months is going to be very difficult. It's going to be very hard. Make no doubt about it for him, because he's going into a new environment where he doesn't know anyone, where people will look at him for various reasons, rightly or wrongly, and he's going to have to, you know, have to set a good standard for himself. He's going to have to let his football do the talking, but he's going to have to immerse himself in the culture, which is in Germany. So I said to him, the best, you know, thing he can do is learn German. He needs to learn German straight away, because I think you get a respect factor from everyone involved in German football as well as at the club Bayern Munich. I think people will help him. But if he gets through the first 6 months, then I've got no doubt about it. He'll go on and he'll kick on again.
It was a tough loss against Seattle a couple of weeks ago, but the team is really bounced back, Robbo. What's been the message to the squad after that loss in Seattle, and what's been the big reason for the bounce back performances against Montreal and then last week Minnesota?
Well, you know, I evaluate every game. I evaluate every performance. What I'll say is, you know, we went to Montreal. We went to DC United, an opening of a stadium. We knew that it was going to be a difficult game because they're on cloud nine. And I thought, you know, yes, we lost 3-1, but there was chances in that game where we had set pieces where, you know, we missed two glaring opportunities. If we get the second goal when they're 1-0 ahead and the game dynamic changes, then I thought we could have won that game. I made 11 changes in Montreal because I knew we had Seattle ahead of us. We lost 1-0, which actually turns out to be a very good result after our second leg performance. And then we went to Seattle. When you go to Seattle, I say this, whenever you play in a Cascadia game, you need a little bit of luck. You need to be on form. You need to obviously limit your mistakes. And within 30 minutes, we're 2-0 down due to a penalty and due to a goalkeeping error. It's never going to be easy. What I saw out of that game, and people, you know, were critical, rightly or wrongly, was we didn't go under. The boys stuck together. They gave me everything they had. And that was the focus that I used going into the Wednesday's tie. I said, listen, everyone wants to have their say. Everyone will give their own opinion, whether they think it's right or wrong. But when you're 2-0 down against a very, very good team, you know, they won MLS Cup or they were in the final the last 2 years. So you don't think you're just going to go into someone's backyard and turn them over by giving two goals up in the first 30 minutes. And that's a reality that people need to understand. So I challenged them. Again, we're at home, and people will say, well, we've been a little bit indifferent at home. We've lost two games this year at home. We've lost to LAFC when Carlos Vela produced a bit of magic, and we also lost to Colorado, which I think was arguably the best performance since I've been here in three plus years. We've done everything but score, but we lost the game. So it's about results, as I keep getting told. Result on Wednesday was perfect. We won 2-0, and it was a real good performance. And again, on Saturday, it was a terrific performance by a fantastic group of lads who give me everything they have. And yes, we lack certain things, and yes, we don't do certain things. But one thing you can never, ever do is question that character in that group there.
Now, last week it was a great performance, but as a coach, you got to be a little bit upset to give up those two goals. You always want to have the big performances, but you want it to be complete. What's been the issue defensively as you're right there with Minnesota for most goals allowed right now in the Western Conference?
Well, on Saturday, take out the own goal from a set piece. Yeah. And take out a little bit of tired legs when Quintero, who, you know, has caught fire recently in the last 5-6 games and produced 3 or 4 unbelievable wins for Minnesota, which has put them in the playoff mix. We limited the chances. So, you know, we probably give up 4 or 5 chances, which included the own goal and included a little bit of tiredness. So I don't think it was a bad defensive performance. I think everyone gets nervous. I think everyone then starts to focus on, well, we conceded 2 goals again. If we would have won that game 5-6-7-2, based upon Teixeira missing 2 chances and obviously Kai having another chance, it would have been the same as Orlando. We scored, you know, 5 goals against Orlando, but we give up 2 and people focused on the 2 goals against. You know, not many teams win 5-0. Not many teams win 4-0, you know, except for the top tier teams in this league. So we know who we are. We know we need to get better because as these games come, we can't afford to make individual mistakes. The own goal is just a little bit of bad luck. The second goal for me is down due to tired legs because my back four played three games in a week. So we have to accept that sometimes, but I'll focus on the positives, which is we scored four goals and we should have scored another two or three at least.
Carl, have you found your first choice central defense pairing with Danielle Henry and Kendall Waston?
Yeah, I think I have. I think it's only the fourth game that they've played during the season. You know, and you know, I hear people talk about their injuries crises that they've had during the season, and now they're getting healthy and stuff like that. Listen, we're in the same boat. You know, my goalkeeper's been out for 12 games. I think Danielle Henry has picked up injuries during the early part of the season, so it's nice that him and Kendall are back to playing together for three games, four games, because we look a much more solid team. And when you're a solid team, you don't give up as many chances. So, you know, it's nice to have them back.
Carl Robinson, our guest here on Reach Deep. It's a tough finishing schedule for the club. Carl, how do you – I mean, you've got a lot of games in the upcoming here in the next couple of weeks. But also, I mean, the back half of the season, there's not many teams that are going to be easy to overcome. A lot of playoff teams, a lot of teams fighting for playoffs. What do you make of your finishing schedule and how you plan to navigate it?
Well, we know it's not easy. Unfortunately, football is not easy. You know, every time you play a game, it's a very difficult game. I'm sure teams will look at when they play us and, you know, probably teams take us a little bit lightly. You know, they'll look, oh, we're playing Vancouver and they're in sixth or seventh place. So I'm sure their mindset will be totally different. We know who we are. We believe in who we are. You know, and when we've got to go and play the likes of Toronto and NYFC and Portland, we take it as a challenge. So we're not afraid of the schedule. We'll embrace the schedule and we'll do what we know we're able to do. What we need to do is make sure we focus on our home games and win our home games, because we've got 12 games to go. If we've got six home games, we firmly believe we can win all six home games. And as I said to you at the start, we've only been beaten twice at home, which is a very good — we've probably drawn too many games from, you know, a little bit of individual errors during our defending side of the game. But that's part and parcel of football. Sometimes you get it right and sometimes you get it wrong. So we'll look forward to the schedule. We know it's an important game on the weekend. We know it's an important cup final we've got against Toronto, which is what we put a lot into as well. So we'll try and embrace it and we'll try and enjoy it.
Carl, it's that time of the year. I have to ask you, is there anything on the horizon when it comes to transfers?
No.
Is there an area that you want to improve?
Lots. But
anything in specific?
Yeah, listen. I say all the time that you're always looking to try and strengthen and you're always looking to try and get better and things like that. So, but no.
Well, Carl, it's going to be a busy couple of weeks. Tough game at Yankee Stadium tomorrow and then the Canadian Championship, the first leg, August 8th at BC Place against the Torontonians. So we'll wish you good luck and talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
There he is, Carl Robinson, Whitecaps head coach.
Sportsnet 650.